So not good news today with white spot virus, you know, in the prawns, in southeast Queensland prawns, which almost decimated the local prawn industry back in 2016, forcing at least seven farms, I believe, to destroy their stock. Well, it seems that we're finding prawns for sale in some supermarkets with white spot. Professor Wayne Nibbers from the University of the Sunshine Coast, he has been testing local stocks in the area on the Sunshine Coast and has found some infected prawns. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How serious is this issue?
Well, I think if we serious in the sense that we only need one, I won't say a single virus particle, but a small infection to start again the whole outbreak that we had in 2016-2017. Now, so it's significant that we do have virus present in the supermarket retail products.
Well, the question here is, I mean, we must be clear that there's no danger to humans. We can eat prawns with white spot, can't we? Because it's not an issue in that respect, but you'd rather not. But it can decimate the prawn industry. A couple of issues here. How do these prawns get into the supermarkets? I suppose is the first.
Well, we do have very strict testing procedures now, and those testing procedures should mean, ideally, that there's nothing coming through into the supermarkets. But I guess, you know, it might just be a mission impossible to test everything that's coming in to the level that catches all the infected material. The other issue is that, you know, prawns or shrimp, they can hold their quality, unlike fish, for a year or so being frozen. So we could still be seeing, you know, material coming into the supermarkets that was warehoused way back when I guess when the testing was less strict. Or that we've got very entrepreneurial importers finding out ways of circumventing the new tougher border inspection procedures. I don't know. I think we were surprised with this result. We didn't expect it. We thought that all of the green frozen prawns would be white spot free. And so, yeah, we were surprised with the result.
What would this mean to the industry if this was a problem? And you mentioned, I think, that 30% that you discovered were infected. That seems to be a lot.
Yeah, between 20 and 30, depending on how we calculate things. It is a lot, although I was just talking to people in Biosecurity Australia, and apparently they've been doing their own testing of supermarket material, because one of my questions is, if you test at the border, you should do follow-up. You want to know how effective you are at the border. Surely, you know, getting out there and doing your own test in the supermarket will let you know how good your policing policies are. And you know, I guess unofficially, I was told, look, they are getting positive hits, not at the same high level we got, and we're 20-30% as high, but they're still finding white spot themselves in the supermarket. So I guess, you know, it gets back to my first point, but, you know, how much do you need? Mm. How many virus particles, you know, how many infected shrimp is it one that you need to start again the whole cycle of a new outbreak?
Well, how hard is it to eradicate white spot, to have it totally gone?
An incredibly central issue. The information we have is that no country, once they've had an outbreak, was able to eradicate that outbreak. And we have been detecting white spot post-2006 in the wild at low levels, but the evidence would be that it is present in our wild stocks, and that this is a very troubling matter if we can't get rid of it, because not only have we damaged, you know, the industries, you well know, the Logan prawn farmers, but we've damaged the present industry, but we're going to send that damage as inheritance down to the next generation. We should have sent a legacy of our protected Australia, one with freedom of these really nasty diseases and given us a bit of a competitive, you know, edge in agriculture. What we're doing is dropping the ball for the next generation. It's some sort of, I don't know, transgenerational, misappropriational, whatever terms we can come up with. But it's serious at this level, not for this generation, but the following generations. We've really dropped the ball.
Is it just too hard? Well, is it they're just saying, oh, it's just too hard, you know?
The answer, I mean, it's too hard if we have to play ball with our trading partners and, you know, get them to take our beef, then we're going to have to get, you know, going to have to accept their shrimp.
Yep.
And then the too hard question is, I mean, as someone who knows a bit about the technology, you cannot test 50,000 tons of shrimp to say it's 100% sure it's not getting in. And then you couple that with inventiveness of importers, entrepreneurial importers, I think I like to call them, then you've got, you know, double trouble here. And again, given that we only need, you know, a smidgen of contamination to start the whole cycle again, then, yeah, it could simply be it's, well, I don't know. I mean, I think science can address that question if it's let address that question. If it's, we can't say now, oh, well, here's the solution. But I believe science, if it's done properly and in the open, we can find the answers to allow safe importation. I don't think science has been given a fair crack at that because policy, federal and state policy, more federal, has kind of overridden science in that it's been a policy-driven program of importation, whereas if they'd listened to the science, maybe, you know, not only would we have safer importation, but we might have come up with the innovations that allow it to be truly safe. I can't say what the innovation is, but, you know, getting back to your suspicion, it's just all too impossible, too hard. Then, you know, I would answer, well, let science have a crack at it.
Mm. I suppose, you know, while I'm listening to your talk here, I'm thinking about people that have been through what I've just been through, coming back, say, from New Zealand, you know, scrubbing my shoes the night before getting on the plane because you know you're going to be, you know, asked about where you've been and whether or not you're carrying this, that, or the other. My wife declared, would you believe, her mints because the packet was open and was worried she was going to get in trouble and all that sort of stuff. And then the point you make quite readily, the sheer volume of shrimp that's coming in from overseas. How do you test all that? We do our best as individuals to try and help, but sometimes you feel as though you're fighting a losing battle.
Indeed, and I think the Four Corners program tonight and the other media investigations and your own coverage is sort of going to really bring out perhaps some ideas that, you know, we need, you know, ideas from the public. We have to trade. We have to import. Mm. But, you know, it also needs to be safe because if it's not, we're actually giving up sovereign Australia. Sovereign Australia meaning our industries. We're going to sacrifice them. We're going to lose them permanently. And it's something I just don't think we can't accept. So, yeah, we need good ideas how to go forward. And we don't need a lot of, how would I put it? A lot of sort of argument that protects the agencies as opposed to protecting the industry and the community. And I think that's something that's happened, that the policies and procedures have been, to some degree, protecting the departments rather than protecting the industries. But, you know, we'll probably see more of that tonight.
Yeah, that's on Four Corners tonight on the ABC. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for the coverage.
Professor Wayne Niv, the University of the Sunshine Coast, is discovering that there are still prawns with white spot in supermarkets, and you can eat safely prawns with white spot disease. It's trying to protect the prawns. They're the ones that suffer from it, and it could wipe out the industry. And it's an interesting dilemma. Yes, we export our beef and this, that, and other to countries, and in return, we allow the importation of certain things. Where do we draw the line? We've had this discussion about fruit, etc., coming into the country as well. If we are going to do that, we have to be very, very careful, and we have to stand up for our local industries and the fact that we are an island nation. As I said, you come back from New Zealand or go to New Zealand, you have to be scrubbing those boots to make sure you got no dirt on them. And my wife decided that she had to declare her mints that she eats. What are they? You know, the little Tic Tac thingos that were open, and as we went through customs, because she was petrified she was going to be taken away and interrogated because she had Tic Tacs. But anyway, we're trying to do the right thing. But then these other 50,000 tons or whatever I said, I think the professor said, very difficult to stop that, isn't it?